Buddha, Bodhisattva, Venerable Master, Dharma Masters, all good-knowing advisors, teachers, and students. Amitofo. My name is Laurel Shern. I am in 11th grade in Developing Virtues Girls' School.
Chu佛菩萨宣化上人 各位法师各位善知识老师同学阿弥陀佛 我是培德女中11年级的娄耀炫 我今天要分享我的故事
Before I start, I have to admit, I don't know much about cancer. I think it's because I don't want to know the details of what could happen. I don't know what goes on at the hospital or the hardship of going through cancer. I think I know less than 5% of the things that went on. However, what I do know is the feeling of having someone close to you getting diagnosed with cancer and not knowing about what could happen at any moment. This is my experience with dealing with cancer and how it changed my outlook on life.
首先我想先说我并不是很了解癌症，那大概是因为我不想知道关于癌症的细节，我并不清楚有关医院对此癌症的治疗和抗癌的过程的艰辛，在这整件事中，我知道的不超过5%，但是我清楚地了解到当你身边的人得到癌症 却不知道他下一秒是否就会天人永隔的感觉。这是我在我姐姐得到癌症时所经历的。也因为如此，他转变了我的人生。
My sister Louise was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma last September. Last summer, my sister and I went to take a chest x-ray, and they found something unusual in my sister's scan. After further investigation and about a month of not knowing what was in her, they found out what the problem was. That was when my family and I realized the thing they had found was serious. Before, we were anxious because we didn't know what it was. However, we hoped that it would just be a slight problem that wasn't a life or death matter. The fact that my sister was diagnosed with cancer was shocking.
去年9月，我的姐姐Loris被诊断出得了骨癌。那年，原来那一年的夏天，我跟姐姐一起去照胸腔的X光片。当时，医护人员就发现姐姐的片子异常。在医生更深入的研判后，医生宣判了姐姐的病情。那时，我跟我的家人才知道事情的严重性。即使姐姐得到癌症是一个令人不敢相信的事。
When I first received the news that my sister was diagnosed, I was numb. I guess all of my family was just shocked. Here, my sister, a healthy 18-year-old girl, was sick. We didn't know what to do or how to deal with the fact. I remember crying throughout the whole school day, and still crying when my tears had dried up.
当我知道姐姐的病情时，我惊讶到说不出话来。我想我的家人应该都是如此吧。一个18岁看似健康的女孩，居然生病了。我们都不知道要如何接受这个事实。我仍然记得那时，我一直哭，就连上课的时间也是如此。就算没有眼泪，也忍不住地悲从中来。It
was decided that my sister would have treatment at the Stanford Hospital. My sister and my mom will live at my aunt's house. At that time, my sister had just started attending her dream college, Williams. Loris didn't want to be moved, but reluctantly went. It was decided that my sister would have 9 months of treatment, including chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery.
当时父母决定姐姐要到史丹佛医院接受治疗，我的姐姐跟我的妈妈搬到阿姨家住。刚好在那时候，我的姐姐才正要上她的梦想学校Williams。Loris原本并不想去医院，但还是半推半就的去了。医生说姐姐要接受9个月的治疗，包括化疗、放射线治疗和手术。Treatment
was harsh. I only saw a little bit of what went on, but even from what I saw, I knew. My sister was constantly in danger. She could pass out at any moment, or her blood count could be too low. She could catch a fever, and the smallest cut could endanger her whole life. During treatment, her hair fell out. She lost her appetite. Her nails turned black. She turned pale, and she kept throwing up.
癌症治疗实在很痛苦。纵然我只看到一小部分，但我清楚地 赶到我的姐姐在跟死神拔河，她要不是会昏倒，不然就是血压太低。她也常常发烧，如果身上有一丁点的创伤，那有可能会是带走她生命的致命伤。接受治疗的时间，她的头发全掉光了，也没有一点胃口吃东西，一直吐。她的指甲全变成黑色的，脸上也只剩下苍白的肌肤。
I guess throughout the whole 9 months, I got used to the new lifestyle and the fact. However, there would be one or two times where I would actually realize that my sister had cancer and start crying. It was tough for me because I was away from my sister and mom. I wanted to know what was going on, but I never really did get an accurate description. I didn't like being left in the dark. However, there's not much to say about how horrible the treatment was.And I guess my mom wanted to protect me from the truth. Many times I would wonder why. Why did it happen to my sister? Why? I resented the fact that my sister had cancer. Many times I thought it was unfair. Unfair how it was Larisse that got it. Unfair that my family was just apart the whole entire time. Unfair at how the treatment was going. Everything was unfair. I was depressed many times, even though I knew I couldn't really do anything about it.Even now, I can't really describe how it felt and what I was going through. As of now, it seems as though it was ages ago, and when I try to recall some emotion, I find that my mind blocks them out.
在这段时间，我想我应该也适应了新的生活和接受事实，但有些时候，我想到姐姐的病情，我的眼泪还是忍不住掉了下来。对我来说，远离妈妈和姐姐是一件很困难的事。我一直很想知道发生了什么事，但得到的却总是模糊的答案。我不想要一无所知，但我想我的妈妈是为了保护我，才让我不要知道接受化疗的痛苦。有很多时候，我一直问为什么，为什么我姐姐得到了癌症？这是不公平的，这对 Larisse 和我的家人都不公平。每一件事都不公平，即使我知道这不会改善我家庭的情况，但我时常情绪低落。现在看来，我没办法说明那时的感觉和心酸，但当我想唤起一些情绪时，我的脑袋却不听使唤，自动地封锁记忆。
My experience throughout the whole treatment was all right. I wasn't there to see my sister at her worst, so I was somewhat shielded.I just stayed at home and tried to get good grades to ease my family's worries. They had enough to worry about without having me add to their pile. However, the two times I was able to see my sister and mom before the whole process was finished, I was delighted. I realized how important it was to actually be together as a family, because before, I would just take the family bond for granted. At home, I used to argue with my mother a lot. However, after this experience,I realized that my mom was just trying to help me grow up. To see her tend to my sister for the whole time made me realize how much she loved my sister and me, and would dedicate herself into helping us.
看到化疗的过程并没有对我影响很大，因为我并没有看到姐姐最糟糕的样子。那时我待在家中用功读书，想要拿到好成绩，好让我的父母只要担忧我的姐姐就够了。我不想要在这个节骨眼上增加他们的负担。在姐姐结束治疗前，我有两次见到她的机会，我真的很雀跃，因为以前我不把家人间的相处当成一回事，但我终于知道家人的团圆是多么温馨。在家时，我常常跟妈妈顶嘴，但因为这一件事，我了解到妈妈是想要让我成长。看到她对姐姐无微不至的照顾，我了解到妈妈是多么的爱我们姐妹，多么尽力的帮助我们。
Many times throughout the treatment, it seemed as though I was alone, because my mom wasn't there to help me. However, from this, I discovered the value of friendship and learned how to be independent. At first, my friends were just my friends.I never realized how much I depended on friendship before. During the treatment, my friends would always encourage me and tell me to be more optimistic. They were there when I needed a shoulder to cry on or when I just needed to talk. Also, I learned how to be independent. I needed to take care of myself and get all my schoolwork done on time. There was no one else to nag me and tell me I had to do this and that.
在这段时间，或许我看起来很孤独，因为妈妈没有在我的身旁，但也因为如此，我知道朋友、友情和独立的重要性。一开始，我觉得朋友只是朋友，我从不了解我有多依赖他们。在姐姐接受治疗时，我的朋友一直鼓舞我，我的想法更正面。当我需要肩膀来依靠时，他们总是在那里陪我。还有，我也学习独立自主。在妈妈不在时，我需要照顾好自己，把功课做好，因为并没有人会在旁边时时刻刻盯着我。
After 9 long months, Lorise finished her treatment last June. Her hair has started to grow back again and her health is better. My sister just returned back to school this September, and she still thinks that going to college is too good to be true. As of now, my sister still remains enthusiastic and helps out whenever she can. Lorise realizes how short life can be and is doing everything she enjoys while taking rest in between. As of now, I'm really proud of my sister, of how much she's been through and how she is still optimistic and always hoping for a good future.
九个月之后 ，Lorise 结束她的治疗了，她头发又开始长回来，健康也慢慢有起色了。在九月时，我姐姐也返校读书，现在她还是很难相信她进了她的梦想学校。现在的她非常有活力，只要她有能力，她也尽量帮忙。在治疗中，姐姐发现到人生是如此的短暂。所以他要享受人生。现在他参加学校的报社和实务委员会，他也继续学中提琴。最近他还写信给我，说他真的很高兴能回到学校。只要在他体力允许的范围之内，他一定会尽力地参与每一件事。我真的为我姐姐感到非常的骄傲。经历过抗癌的艰辛之后，他仍是这么的乐观，追求美好的人生。
The 9 months changed my life entirely. The most important lesson I got out of the whole time was the value of life. Before, I had thought that life was okay, but there was nothing to it. As a student, I just thought that life was just filled with homework, quizzes, and tests. However, after realizing that death could be around the corner, I have appreciated the fact that I am alive today. Right now, I want to have a life. I want to be someone.I've stopped caring about all the little things in life, such as status or my daily looks. I realize that when I die, I want to be able to look back at my life and be proud of it. Life really is too short. 阿弥陀佛。
在这九个月也改变了我原本的人生。这一段时间，我学到生命的价值。之前，我觉得人生就只是平淡，没有什么意义。当一位学生，只要写功课和考试就是我的职责。但我发现到，死神可能就在不远处时，我知道了我要感谢我每一天。此刻，我想要有一个有意义的人生，我要当一个有意义的人。我不要再在意我的外表和名气。我知道，当我死的时候，当我回想的时候，我可以为我人生感到骄傲，因为人生真的很短暂。